Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, are you ready for the most craziest fucked up thing on the internet? Get ready for the Insanity Room, your host with the most, that man with the pain in his brain, T Insane, is about to bring you 35 to 45 minutes of some bullshit. Are you ready? Hey, hey, hey. Welcome back to another episode of the Insanity Room. I'm your host, T Insane. Hey, today's episode, racism, man. Hashtag over. Our voice in racism. Now, I'm pretty sure y'all already know what it is, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, George Floyd. And what's going on right now is hella crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? We, as people, need to understand one thing. We're going to have people coming at us. The opposition is going to come. You know why they're going to come? Because that's their job. I'm not condoning it, but this is the only way you can get results. Our voices need to be heard, man. You know what I'm saying? We need to be heard. We need to know that y'all can't just walk all over us. And when I say y'all, I'm not just saying all white people, because all white people are not messed up. You got so many white people on the front line. It ain't funny. So all white people ain't messed up. It's all about injustice. You know what I'm saying? And the ones that are racist, the ones that use race to hurt a person, man. You think about what you just looked at. You just looked at a police kneel in a man's neck whilst three other police held the rest of his body down. You heard the words this man was saying. The thing that I don't understand is why could none of the other police be like, come on, now you ready to get him up? Let's get him up. Nobody never said, let's get him up. Nobody never questioned, why you, hey, take your knee out of his neck, man. You're too high up. None of that. And then you have your hand in your pocket comfortably. You know what I'm saying? Then on top of that, the paramedic comes, take his pulse, and you still got your knee on his neck until he come with the stretcher. And you did not expect him to die. And none of y'all are accomplices. So if I go to a scene of a crime, and I'm with this dude, and shit pop off, and I drive away, am I not an accomplice? I am. I'm going to get the same charge he getting. But because when it first happened, he's paid leave or whatever, and he's going to be investigated. Now that it's on video, and you have proof of what he's doing, it's a whole different ballgame. Because now you find out that he has done things before. But my question is this. If my partners know I already did these things and they know what's going on, why not help me avoid another situation? Nah, because y'all riding a wave. Y'all not protecting and serving anymore. Y'all riding a wave. We out here to make them understand y'all gonna listen to us. It's not about that. You supposed to police me, not brutalize me. You supposed to de-escalate me, not escalate me. But you don't. And then you get mad because I want to fight back. You know, our ancestors have been going through this. We going through this in different forms. Then you hear your president use words like when the looting start, the shooting start. And then you don't expect people to say things because they're famous words. And all this feeds into racism. So your racist mentality, it will carry the world where it's at. Okay. you already hate us because your plan failed when you decided to try to take a group of people and make them work for y'all and build shit, and you think we were going to stay like that forever and ever and fucking ever. Really. That was y'all fucking plan from the beginning, right? We're gonna go to this motherfucker and we're going to get these niggers and we're going to make them build this shit and we're going to make them do all kind of shit. You fucking right. No, that shit wasn't going to never happen, man. We're people, human beings. Just because we couldn't speak the same fucking language that y'all spoke did not mean we was not going to adapt and get smarter. We're human beings. But because you're focused on the color of our skin, you look at us as being less than you are. Really? Really? Less than you? And then now, the problem you find out that we're more intelligent than you are. That we're more craftier than you are. That we're able to do things that you cannot do. So now, it's a problem. Because you cannot control me. You cannot make me do what you want me to do. So now, I set out my game. Think about the gangs. All the gangs throughout history, cowboy games and everything. Think about the longest lasting gang in history. America's gang. And it's there for a reason. Because their plan did not go like it was supposed to go. You could not capture people and keep them enslaved for generations and generations and generations and generations and generations. You just got people. It did not work through history. And because the people evolve, you get scared. No, it wouldn't be rioting if you give us the same respect that y'all give other people. It wouldn't be burning. That's the way we get your attention. Before any of this happened, he wasn't in jail. Now that they're rioting and they're making things happen, y'all arresting people. Y'all gonna find probable cause. All those polices is gotta be arrested. So we're fighting for justice. And if it takes y'all spending your money to rebuild these things, do it. We're not hurting people. We're destroying y'all property. We're destroying your shit, the same shit that we paying for to put up for y'all to fucking take care of us. So we're taking our shit back. You're not understanding that. The same money that you're taking from us, we're destroying it. You're coming into my neighborhood, you build stores, you do all that. And we take it back because you do not stand up for us. Think about it. The CEO of Target never opened his mouth. If it ain't happening in his neighborhood, it ain't happening around him, he don't care. He's going to turn a blind eye to it. But maybe if the CEO of Target would have said something, Target wouldn't have been targeted. Or maybe if y'all didn't have culprits out there setting off riot modes, you already know what it do. Y'all have psychiatrists. Y'all study these things. Y'all know exactly what y'all do. Y'all spend our money on all kind of bullshit. And then you understand that we're upset. Oh, y'all upset. It's a horrible thing that didn't happen. You nonchalantly describe shit. But the problem is this. You don't listen to us. Black people cannot end racism. Racism is towards us. How the fuck or we're going to end racism if it's towards us? White people have to end racism. There should be a law against using racial slurs of any kind. 15 days in jail, pay court costs and fine from using this word against anybody. And you get tired of doing that after a while, you know what I'm saying? And then the word died down. It's one form of racism gone. So now we lead people to have to think of different ways to do things. Any acts of racism being suspected is punishable by law. End racism. Bottom line. You know, you ain't gonna put a stop to it, but hey, you gonna put a price on it. Y'all wanna do it? Pay for it. Bottom line, pay for it. If you're willing to pay for it, go on and do it. Get your nigga out, man. If you're willing to go do your 15 days behind a nigga, even if you don't do the whole 15, you still gotta pay co-costs and shit. So if you're willing to pay your money behind saying nigga, get your nigga. But y'all not gonna do that. Y'all rather for us to tear y'all shit up, burn this motherfucker down, and all this other shit before y'all come up with a simple solution to stop people from doing shit. You know what I'm saying? You use excessive force against another race in a way that you're not supposed to, and it's found deemed that you do the time that fit the crime. You know what I'm saying? Because you're a police officer. Hey, man, if you make this world, the world, we know we got criminals in this world. Y'all got cameras running around all the time. Y'all putting cameras on y'all cars because y'all don't want incidents to happen. But if you make the situation better and put laws in place, things will be better. Things will be way better. You would not have the problems that you're having. You feel me? You wouldn't have us burning down your cities. You wouldn't have us destroying your stores. And we destroy them in our neighborhood because these are the neighborhoods that you are affecting. You're bringing these things here, taking our money, policing us. But you're not policing us correctly. You're treating us like we're animals. And most black people are more intelligent than white people. Y'all don't want to admit it, but we are. Why? Because we find ways to do things out of the ordinary. That's why we invent so much shit. You're not understanding. We build tools. Y'all build tools, but we build tools. Think about the shit you think about. Think about the shit we improve. So, bottom line, we are human beings. Nobody is subhuman. We are all human. And until you get it in your head that all humans deserve respect, put into law, that racial profiling, anything racial, will get you banned from being a police officer, anything in law enforcement. If y'all come in with the correct laws, man, you know what I'm saying? If you're a law enforcement officer and you're caught racial profiling, you can no longer be a law enforcement officer. You can't even be a fucking security guard because you're deemed a threat to mankind. Why? Because you don't like somebody because of the color of their skin. You're a threat to any person out here that you come upon because you don't like the color of their skin. So no, you should not be allowed to get fired and go to another precinct or get swept under the rug. You should be zero tolerance. Lose your job, lose your privilege of being, you got racial profiling as a cop on you, and boom, that's going to kill that part. You understand, if you put into laws and make it real about what's going on, the situation going to change. You're going to understand why we burning down your city. We're not burning down your city just to burn it down. We're burning down your city to get you to hear us. I burned down your police station to get you to understand. We pay for you to police us. And this is what y'all do to us. Our money build these buildings. Oh, I can't take it back? We're going to destroy this motherfucker. Why are we going to destroy it? Because why give you a house to live in to kill me out of? I'm going to pay for that? I'm going to pay for you to hold your gang to come kill me because you're not taking the proper step to punish those who are in the wrong. So it make it, everybody look like they're behind him, not behind justice. And if it looks like all our officials are behind the police officer and not behind justice, what are we to do as people? We need our government to listen to us. So we take to the streets and we make them listen. So now you understand why we riot. Now you understand why black people do what they do. White people, y'all feel like, oh, they don't have to do this. You don't have to. Yeah, we have casualties. You know why we have casualties? Because that's the only way we can get white people to listen to us. We cannot walk around, hey, excuse me, could you, look, it's racism over here. You got a fucking camera pointed on a motherfucker, and y'all still not saying it's He murdered him. It didn't even have to be about race. It could have been about murder. But y'all made it about race because of the shit that's being said and the things that's being done. So if that's the case, we have to find out a way to end racism. And our voices, black voices, will be heard. White people, y'all can end racism. Not black people. How the fuck we gonna end something we didn't start? It take white folks to end racism. I need y'all to listen, people. I need y'all to understand. In order for us as a people to not go through racism, it has to be put into laws. And until racism is put into laws, it's never going to happen. And it's not going to stop then, but it'll slow it the fuck down. And it'll have people coming out of their pocket. The courts will win. Believe that shit. Y'all won't keep on playing the racism game. Y'all go to jail and pay court fines. Bottom line. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, that's going to slow that shit down. You're going to think about it. Man, I ain't ready to go to jail today, so I ain't going to call him no nigger and get irate. We going to handle it civilized. That's going to change a lot of shit. So if you deep down racist, you're going to have to hold that shit in until you get home. Get in the house and start swinging that air, that fucking jigaboo, and you can let loose. You in the comfort of your home. But it should be against the law for you to assault a person like that. And once it become against the law, that means, hey, now you're liable for what you're saying. So now are you going to watch what you say, or are you going to just say it free willy-nilly? No, you're not. You're going to start watching what the fuck you say, because you don't want to keep spending money on dumb shit. But no, you don't want to do that. I can't control them, so at least give me the fucking freedom to call them niggers and porch monkeys. The niggers don't want to listen, so we're going to send our gang out there. You know what I'm saying? It can't be everywhere at once, because we don't want it to look real obvious. But they are everywhere at fucking once. You got Ku Klux Klan everywhere. You know what I'm saying? And then everything. So you'll never know who they is because they're secret brotherhood. You know what I'm saying? That's what the hoods and shit for. But they're created because their plan went fucked up. You thought you was going to go take a group of motherfucking people and make them work forever for free. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. That shit didn't work. So now you're sending out motherfuckers in the hoods, burning crosses and shit. But now, shit done got sophisticated, got guns and shit. So it's a brotherhood. We're going to try to hurt as many motherfuckers that we can. But if you make it illegal for them to try to hurt as many motherfuckers as they can, and I mean real illegal, if you found deemed hurting somebody because you're showing racial tendencies and you have a tendency, a history of doing black people having complaints on you, yes, you're racial profiling. So now you're subject to go up for charges, lose your job, and, you know what I'm saying, the list goes on. Because you made racial profiling against the law. And that'll be on any situation. But the problem is this. It's not going to help them. It's not going to keep us subdued. That's the problem. We're not trying to be subdued. We want to be with you. We need to be here. In America, living like the rest of America, having the same, okay, if you know this nigga ain't the right nigga for the job, you can look at him and be like, he ain't the right nigga for the job, that's cool. Fuck, we know some niggas that ain't the right nigga for some shit. So it ain't like we gonna get mad because you ain't picked that nigga. Hey, you just ain't got it right now, nigga. And it's the same way with white people. You can look at a white man and see, this white man ain't built for this job, but I'm gonna give him a second chance. You know what I'm saying? That's my cousin Billy's son. The only reason why you ain't get a black man a chance because you don't know none of his fucking people. Come on, man. Because I done had white people hook me up, too. You know what I'm saying? Man, come over here by me. I got you. And I had black people hook me up. You feel what I'm saying? So the only reason you ain't hook him up because you don't know his people. Or the only reason you ain't hook him up and you gave it to him and he's way underqualified than he is because I don't want to see this nigga make this money. No, nigga, you not going to get it off of me. That's the problem. White privilege. We have no privilege. And then the problem with that is we can have privilege amongst black people if we learn. Black people, we have to learn. not to hurt each other, man, not to take from each other, but to show each other encouragement. Because if we already have a problem with a race of people hating you, you have to love yourself. If you don't love yourself, we're doomed to die, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to fight for laws to be put in place. We get all kind of laws put in place when people get kidnapped and raped and shit like that. So you mean to tell me we can't get a racism law? You know what I'm saying? We can't get a racial profiling law. We can't get some kind of stipulations that'll stop people and slow them, at least slow them down. Make them consider what they got to lose. Instead of making people feel like, you know, it's cool that because you have racist belief, you can act upon them. Okay, I have belief I can go take whatever the fuck I want. That's my belief. Can I act upon that? No, because that's stealing. Why racism can't be like that? You can feel however you want, but to perform an act of racism against me should be against the law. How about that? How about give us the right to be out somewhere and not feel feared? If a white person get killed because black people got into some shit, it's because the white person was in the hood. Black people don't go in Beverly Hills and kill shit. Black people don't go into white people shit and kill shit. Black people kill people in black people shit. You feel what I'm saying? So we don't really bring all that to y'all. Well, because y'all hate us or the founding fathers or whatever the fuck it is, because they want life in a way that they imagine it, they allow this to happen. But I say rest in peace to George Floyd. I say we need to end racism, and I say our worst black people will end racism. I don't condone the riots, but I understand them. I understand them, because without those riots, he wouldn't have been arrested. And then behind those, the words the president speak about when the looting start, the shooting start, you quoting Jim Crow era sheriffs. Come on, man. Known for hating black people. But in turn, you want us to feel like you don't hate black people. And you say things that discredit you. That's why I say I don't like you. Yeah, you have did things for black people. But that's only for credit. Because generally, deep down inside, you hate black people. But in order to be president, you got to try to play both sides of the fucking fence, and it's hard for you. Because you don't want your hardcore white supremacist friends that's backing you with all these billions to stop backing you. So you sneak little shit in, and you say little shit, and you do little stupid shit. But you understand this. Black folks have a voice. We will be heard. And the only way we can get your attention is to burn down y'all shit. The same shit, mind you, that we spend our money in, that we spend our money on. Your same people you take the drug monies and shit from and build your fancy precincts and shit like that from the drug buses and the cars and all that shit you take. Because you're trying to clean up the streets. That's a good thing. But then the ones that's out here that's just hurting people, that's the bad thing. Because you're black. You know what I'm saying? You're selling crack. You ain't selling crack to people that don't smoke crack. They're selling crack to fucking crackheads. So you got to beat him to death because he's selling crack to a crackhead. Crackhead need to go to drug rehab. He need to go to jail. Bottom line. You don't have to kill him. Or in George Floyd case, he's passing a bad check. I'ma hold him down and knee him down over a bad check, man. And meanwhile, you got motherfuckers killing 9, 13 fucking people. And they being arrested calmly. Getting burgers and shit. That's what you think about black people. Why you feel like we're not gonna hit y'all where it hurt and make y'all see us? That's the purpose. For you to see us. Without any of that happening, he would still be free. these two men followed this man, shot and killed this man. Look what it took for them to get him. Look what it took. And it was already on videotape. And you wonder why we riot. You wonder why we do what we do. Because that's the only way we can get your attention. If you don't understand that the life of a black man is important, just like the life of a white man, it's never going to end. It's going to take white people to put an end to racism. It's going to take a law to stop racial profiling. It's going to take more than people just speaking. But through speaking, through standing up, through giving your voice, you're going to get heard. And they're going to take notice. And they're going to say, yes, maybe we need to do that. Maybe we need to do this here. But we have to negotiate. Look, man, y'all don't want race wars, right? Really, y'all don't. Think about it. Understand. Yeah, y'all got white people and all that good shit. But think about this here, man. Think about how many people are not white. There's so many different nationalities out here. Tara, you had to create other. You know what I'm saying? You ran out of shit. All you can say is other. It'll be too many motherfucking blocks. Because there's so many nationalities out there. So none of that ain't white. So you cannot win. So if you don't want it to escalate, you have to find a way to de-escalate. The very same thing that y'all stole us to build, we will tear apart before we let y'all murder us on the grounds that we're building on. Are you crazy? Do you think black people are going to let you keep murdering them in a building? Been built America for you all. Your plan went awry. Fuck that plan. It's out the window. Give them freedom. Get them equal. All the shit you promised, do it. Straight for real across the board. No bullshit behind it. But you bullshit behind it because you really didn't mean it. You're mad because your plan didn't work. Your plan for racism. That was the grand plan. White people stupid. They dumb as a motherfucker. Because how the fuck do you think you're going to take people from Africa, make them build some shit, and y'all going to just control them for the rest of their life, all their kids and all. You really thought that fucking plan was going to work? Your ancestors were stupid. And now you're trying to hurt us. The color of your skin doesn't matter on the outside. But on the inside, it does. I say face. But if you make it a fucking law and you get caught performing that, you got a lot to lose. So do I risk that? Or do I keep this shit in? Understand, people. We can't end it. White people got to end it. Make it a law. Racism should be against the law. Any form of racism. If I look into your record and you have a history of doing things racist or messing with a certain type of people, that's racial profiling. So you know what? We got a problem. So now we got to meet a quota. We got to have the same balance of white people as we got to have of black people. We can only have so many black people. So break it down, nigga. So choose the people you fuck with. You understand. When you put it into law and you risk your life and your freedom, it becomes greater than that. Once you say, fuck it, I'm a, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, get your one then, you know what I'm saying? Because you're willing to go this round. That's like a nigga getting ready to murder somebody. If he get killed in the process, that's what happened. Because he's willing to go that round. The same thing with the law. You feel what I'm saying? A racial slurring, racial profile. White people, we can't stop it. Y'all have to stop it. And if y'all don't stop it, things like this gonna keep happening. We gonna keep burning down stuff. People gonna keep getting killed. Shit gonna keep happening. You ain't gonna never stop murder. That shit been happening all. But you can stop it for racism. you can show the world that we're serious about racism. We're not going to be profiling each other in our countries against the law to do that. That's showing equal. Man, you know how far that's going to go? You know how the world going to change? But y'all not looking at that. Y'all can have a real super powerful fucking America that's showing people how to live. But y'all not. Y'all still trying to control the people. You cannot control black people. It'll never happen. So until next time, hashtag over. Our worst end racism. Black people, I love y'all. Stay strong. Stay safe. Hey, it's been 10 Sanford and Sandy Room. And I'm out. I'll see y'all next time. And like I always say, have an insanity day.
Jay Banger. Friday the 13th. Yeah.
My Jason
the flow. G, double G, double G, nigga.
Lego.
My diamonds blanking under city lights, like you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't stay the night, you heard me. Then I swerved down on Thursday. Nigga want me dead, so you know I'm out your lurking. Just like bro, man, I'm coming through the perk. And my Nina bustin', she lied and said she was a virgin. It took for me a couple hours just to write the song. It took a day and a half for me to lay that bone. A nigga hit my line, bitch, pull up where I roam. Goonies at your dome, like that's running through a cone. Bizarre that I got all up in my car. Bizarre, I'ma smash tonight and not tomorrow. Bizarre, she used to have no holler for your boy. Michael Jackson, boy. My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me. My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me.
I be too high for my own fucking good. Puffin' on the backwood, got it out the mud in them backwoods. Smoke light, my pack good. Know my shit great, peel grapes. Playing that ice, I be having going ape. Bitch suck me up, just for a little taste. Hard to keep a steel face, jewelry rusty grill fake. Custom made everything, boy I'm eating chubby face. Open the pack, got the whole hood musty. Bitch don't touch me, all your hoes dusty. If your coochie ain't clean, ain't no discussion. Take care of your chick, if you not, you not hustling.
My diamonds blanking under city lights, you heard me. I keep that banger, better play it right, you heard me. I can dick it down, but I can't say the night, you heard me. You heard me, you heard me, you heard me.